nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Conklin? Absent. Grunch?
Here.
Needhammer?
Here.
Page?
Aye.
Solomon?
Here.
Quorum present.
Thank you. Hugh could not make it today. I would make a motion to excuse Hugh.
Second.
Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you. Moving on to citizens' comments on non-agenda items. Please state your name and Jessica will time, 5 minutes. Okay. Moving on to open space grant application update. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Mayor. So I guess maybe I'll start out fairly broad in terms of background. As the city commission recalls, we went through a fairly exhaustive public process to come up with what's up on the screen now, which is the recommended improvements for the open space. The total amount of estimated cost to do all what are kind of shown there are up to five different stages or phases of improvements is about $1.3 million. We then applied for a grant shortly after that process was concluded. We were not successful in getting that first grant, which was for what we were calling phases 1 and 4. The state, in giving us the answer on that grant, recommended that we apply for a different grant in the future, that we would have much better success in doing that. And we took that advice. So last year, at about this time, we came to the City Commission. Patrick Kilkenny actually presented the item. We came to the City Commission and requested approval to submit for what's called a Coastal Zone Management Grant through the state. That was not the one for the trailway. That was actually for the parking lot, which is shown as phase 2 on this map. Some other additional amenities around the parking lot, but basically for the parking lot. We then, a couple months later, applied for phases 1 and 4 again, which we had been denied on before, to the pot of money or the grant pool that the state had recommended after they denied us the first time. We do not know anything at this time regarding the status of that application, but we expect to find out sometime between now and the end of the year. Usually it's around December by the time we're finding out that information. But the state is going through a process where they reviewed the applications and they've asked us questions, and we have to submit supplemental information by the end of the day today, is the deadline. That's the reason for the urgency with this meeting and the request that's before the City Commission. So what we did is we took roughly $705,000 of $1.3 million worth of projects for the open space and applied for these three grants. The grant that we found out 2 days ago that we've been denied, or they're not recommending, I should say, is the Coastal Zone Management Grant. And that one was going to actually end up being a match for one of the other grants for which we have a deadline today to submit supplemental information. So phase 2 was the one that is not being recommended going forward. Phases 1 and 4 is, again, a separate pair of other grants from the Michigan Department of Natural Resources Trust Fund and the Michigan Department of Natural Resources Recreation Passport Grant Program. The Trust Fund grant still stands because it didn't have a matching component from this other Coastal Zone Management Grant. So there's no action required by the City Commission to amend the application before today's deadline. However, the Recreation Passport grant did have this tie to the Coastal Zone Management Grant, which we know is not going to go forward now. So the financials, if the city commission still wants to move forward, need to be appended before the end of the day today in order to keep this grant moving forward. Again, phase one and four is trust fund. That one's okay. That covers on the map pretty much everything that's shown in orange. It's the non-motorized pathway along North Lake Street, a bunch of those street trees along North Lake Street, and then the 6-foot wide walking path towards and kind of across the shoreline, and the planted garden along the shoreline as is shown in orange. That one is still fine and can move forward on its own. Phase two, however, the parking lot and some of the amenities immediately around the parking lot would need to have an amendment in terms of the amount of city committed funding in order to pay for the project now that we know the Coastal Zone Management one won't be going forward. So the parking lot phase two, was $285,000 of the $705,000, and that was a 50-50 grant. So it was $142,500 from Coastal Zone Management, and then $142,500 of other money. Originally, the city was planning to put in $35,700 as a match towards that phase of the project. But now with the state not approving the Coastal Zone Management Grant, the city would need to fund that additional difference of another $142,500. The total amount now then changes from $35,700 originally to $178,200. It's a pretty substantial change to what the commitment was at the time that the city commission approved it. But in going back and looking at the amount of money that we were actually asking for in terms of grants between all three of the grants that we applied for, was on the order of 78% of the funds to build this. So the city would come up with 22%. And then these other three grants would provide the other 78%. And in any grant-funded project, that's a pretty big ask, admittedly. Often, 50-50 is about the best you're going to do. But we saw the opportunity, we made the application, and unfortunately, we were not successful. If the City Commission did agree to move forward, the revised project funding would be $106,800 from the Recreation Passport grant and $178,200 city match. And that amount totals the $285,000. So you lump that in with the other trust fund grant that's at play and is still, moving forward. It would mean that the cost share would then change to about 42% city and about 58% grant funded. It's still favorable in my eyes in terms of grant funded projects, whether it's through the state or the federal government. And it's definitely a way to capture what are some pretty substantial costs towards this project. As a footnote, in July, the city received its final payment from the Department of Natural Resources from the original grant from back in 2018 when the property was acquired. And that amount was $243,880. So we do have, or the city does have, those funds available on hand. Which potentially would be one source of revenue towards kind of making up this gap that we have. So if the commission wants to move forward, we would need, that is, staff would need to make that amendment to the financial portion of the grant application before the end of the business day today, and would need to furnish a revised financial commitment resolution, which a draft of that was attached with the city commission packet, again changing the commitment from $35,700 to $178,200. So that's pretty much everything in a nutshell. It's fairly complicated. We're now kind of into what is the fifth grant application for this site. We know two have not been approved, but we feel pretty confident that the other two that are at play right now, the trust fund and the recreation passport grant, have a good chance of success. And those were the programs that the state had recommended we apply for after they denied us last time. So with that, I guess I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Tim.
I concur with everything that Tim said so far. I would further state that the only grant that you can be guaranteed on is the one that you don't apply for. You can be guaranteed not to get it. I would also remind the commission that we were able to get and basically close the purchase of the open space project because we got a grant, a significant grant that helped us pay for that acquisition from Mr. Dowell, from Mr. Grove. So there's a lot of grant monies involved, as Tim indicated. It's very complicated. There are going to be setbacks along the way, but we have to adjust to them as we go forward. And our goal is, as always, and whether it's with the acquisition of the property or improvement or many of other projects like the pavilion or other things, we always try and leverage as much non-local support of our projects as possible. And this is one more case of doing it. And I guess it's a question of whether we're going to leave potential money on the table by not continuing to ask for it or not. The open space has been a wildly successful project for our community. When the opportunity to first acquire it came about, it really excited the imagination of the community. Tim mentioned we went through an extensive process once we acquired the property as to how would people like to see it developed within the constraints of our conservation easements on the property. This project has been determined as we went through the budgeting process last year and talked about various grants to apply for. The City Commission directed staff to focus our energies on this. We've got tons of other projects around the community, but again, open space is one of the ones I get asked about. It's kind of like, well, it's really great that you have it and we got along there. What are maybe the next steps? And I'd also mention that the city is in very good financial shape. Even if we had to draw this down, we're still going to be above our fund balance of where we were at the end of fiscal year 2020. If you looked at the budget, we anticipated that we would get the revenues back from that earlier grant to close that out. We had estimated that based on that, with the budget that was adopted by the City Commission, we'd end up at the end of the fiscal year above our goals for a 25% fund balance, with a fund balance of about $1.6 million. If we went forward with this, this would take us down to the $1.5 million range, which is still above where we were 2 years ago, where we were at 1.4. So we're still in good financial shape. Obviously, we would like to get the grant, yes, but we always know when you do apply, there's a good chance that you won't, because there's a lot of other people, a lot of other good projects as well, too. So I'm fully in support of going forward with this. It's an opportunity to keep additional funds to move forward with these improvements, basically paid by a non-local source. So if you have any questions for me, I'd be glad to try and address them as we go forward.
Thank you, Mike. Let's open it up to the staff and our audience. Any questions, comments? Okay, let's go to board deliberation. Ron?
Well, ultimately, it could be looked at that way. It's coming out of the overall city's fund balances or our budgeted monies. When we returned, when that money came back from that final payment for the grant, it was proposed that we get it in the budget, and it's reflected in the overall budgeted amounts. So it impacts ultimately our ultimate fund balance. But yes, it could be looked at that. It's money that's coming back that we can now use for another purpose.
So that money hasn't been pledged for anything else, that $243,000?
No, again, that $243,000 is basically now part of the $1.6 million that we anticipate will be the fund balance at the end of this fiscal year.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Next round, Dean?
I had just a couple of questions. I wondered if you received any feedback from Coastal Zone Management folks about the grant?
We have not. The individual that's managing the grant program emailed Patrick and indicated that they had been out for several weeks on leave and had only just kind of returned to work. So we do intend to follow up and find out that they literally returned to work, I guess it was Wednesday, maybe Tuesday. This week, so we don't have any immediate feedback just yet, but it was a surprise to Beckett and Rader, I think more than anything, because they really thought that it was a good fit for that particular program, and why it wasn't selected, I don't know. Like Mike said, all these grants are very competitive, how they decide to choose which one over the other sometimes is difficult to ascertain.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to say mine, you know, since these grants are so competitive, even though you stated that you think there's really a good chance one or the other of these might not go through, is there any kind of plan B of making at least some improvement there if we fall short of our goals of getting outside funds?
There is. There is some funds currently included in the Parks and Rec capital budget under professional services to support the design, assuming that these grants do roll forward. You know, some of that money potentially could be reprogrammed in order to at least get, you know, the site cleaned up further and get it topsoiled and seeded and make some improvements to the existing walkway that traverses the full width of that property. So there would be some funds available should everything kind of all apart in the end, mm-hmm. To make some improvements.
Yeah. Well, the other thought I had about these plans is that right from the start, you know, certainly given the restrictions on the property and our plans were fairly modest. I mean, it's landscaping, it's the path there, it's a parking lot, and there's some other sort of optional things in there as well. It's not like we were trying to build, you know, the marquee park in the state of Michigan with all these kind of amenities and stuff and, you know, flowing fountains and all that. If we never started out with this, expecting that we'd have, or wanting to have something that was overbuilt the site, just to make it more useful and especially accessible to our residents. And for that reason, I think it's important for us to go forward. And I think mine certainly would, what Mike indicated, that our fund balance is in good shape and for this, and I think it would be recognized by our residents as a high priority. So for that reason, I think it's definitely worth making this change and moving forward with these proposals.
Thanks, Dean. Sally?
Yeah, I agree with that. How soon would this begin to happen if we resolve this issue here?
Yeah, so the time frame, today is the deadline for the supplemental information. The state then takes the supplemental information for the other two grants, continues to review that between now and December, and then ultimately makes a recommendation on funding. The communities typically find out kind of a December, January time frame if it's looking, you know, likely or not. And then as soon as we get an official announcement from the state, then design work can commence if the you know, if the community decides to go forward, that is, then the design work could actually commence, and, you know, theoretically, some work could begin in the latter half of 2022, but given the amount of work that's needed at this site, it's probably going to span 2 years.
Yeah, I personally think that with all the issues that we've been dealing with on the waterfront, that this is one of, I can't imagine anyone not getting behind, because the very name of it, being open space, I see that it's open to every period, so I'm definitely in favor of it.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, unfortunately, we went to a complete makeover on the property for 22 cents on the dollar, and now it's up to 42 cents on the dollar, but it still needs to be done. It's still a good bargain. We're still hedging our local money to accomplish a lot more with only spending 42 cents on the dollar. So I'm in favor. I agree with Sally. I think the community would be behind this, and I think through fiscal management, we've always knew that we had, if needed, a little bit of fund equity to take care of emergency situations, and this is kind of an emergency situation, and the fact that we have to change our game plan because we did not receive one of the grants, unfortunately, but I think because we have the opportunity to move forward, because it's a good project, I will support it. And I, you know, staff's pretty sharp to put this whole package together. 4 grants, now down to 3 grants. I understand the time and effort and expertise that goes into that, so we appreciate that. So, looking for a motion.
I'll move to approve a resolution pledging increased grant match requirements of $178,200 up from $35,700 in order to continue to pursue $106,800 grant funding due to coastal zone management grant not being approved.
Second. Second by Ron. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Solomon.
Aye.
Grunch.
Aye.
Needhammer.
Aye.
Page.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you.